May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O God, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know why I'm nervous. I've done this a million times, but Christmas is one of the most blessed feasts of the church. It's my favorite, and it is for so many people around the world. Christmas is really the love story of God and his people, displayed in the most extraordinary and unbelievable way. Throughout the ages, the Hebrew nation waited for the coming of the Messiah. The prophets warned the people always to stay alert, because this mighty Savior would arrive when least expected. This warrior would bring freedom and an unimaginable divine peace, such as the world had ever seen. A peace so encompassing that a lion would lie with a lamb and a child could play by a snake's den. But this longed-for champion did not come as a conquering force. He came quietly and humbly to the little town of Bethlehem. Because of this serene and uneventful entrance into the world, the story of our salvation became a story of trust. Mary trusted God. An angel appeared to this young Jewish maiden and said, God chose her to bear his son. Now, ladies, I don't know about you, but if an angel appeared to me and said I was pregnant, and this was by the hand of the Holy Spirit, I sincerely doubt that my first reaction would be to say, oh, okay. Mary did not understand everything that was happening, but she trusted her God and God's promise to Israel. Mary must have had so many questions. And just like the song asks, Mary, did you know when you kissed your little baby, you kissed the face of God? Now, I don't believe Joseph gets enough credit. An angel did not appear to him, but instead he had a dream of an angelic visit. Now, even though dreams were huge in the Bible, it was still a dream. He was to believe and accept the impossible. However, Joseph trusted God and he trusted Mary. So Joseph said yes to God, and like Mary, he trusted his role in God's plan. Now, on the other hand, God trusted Joseph with his son. Joseph protected Mary and Jesus from the start of the nativity story. Joseph watched over this small family in Bethlehem while they fled into Egypt and when they returned and settled in Nazareth. In this Hebrew culture, the father took full responsibility for raising a son. Joseph must have taught Jesus the trade of carpentry. He took his son to temple to study the Torah, the prophets, and the scriptures to get him ready for his bar mitzvah. And Jesus grew in wisdom and became a good and honorable man. Jesus was well prepared to begin his heavenly father's work as an adult. Christmas is a beautiful story of hope, love, and trust. But now, thousands of years later, God is trusting us. God trusts that we will never let this story of salvation be lost or forgotten. We live in a society that is more concerned with the Christmas elf than it is with the baby Jesus. Finding wrapping paper with a nativity scene or angel is next to impossible. I think there are more gingerbread houses displayed than there are manger scenes. Christians must ensure that the true reason we celebrate Christmas is at the forefront of everybody's mind. God is trusting us that every generation produces better people than the last. I love that we focus on inclusion and loving everyone as our neighbor. But we must be careful. It's just something we say and not what we do. There was no room in the inn for the Holy Family. Today, is there room in our hearts for families that need shelter and assistance? Do we open the door of understanding to those with mental illness? Can we give the gift of forgiveness with no strings attached? God is trusting us to care for this amazing planet that we call home. We don't have to be hardcore environmentalists, but we should have respect for nature, the atmosphere, and all creatures, big and small. God trusts us to care for others, but He wants us to care for ourselves. Each one of us is a child of God and is uniquely special to our Heavenly Father. Take time to rest and enjoy His precious gift of life. So as we wrap our presents, drink the eggnog, and eat way too many cookies, which I have already done, we must remember to put God on our Christmas list. Give God the gift of yes, as did Mary and Joseph on that first Christmas season. Amen. Amen.